You know that feeling when a headline sounds big,
but nobody explains what it actually means for your day?
That's where Andrew McKay comes in.
News Radio 92.3, I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News.
Pensacola Morning News helps you understand what happened overnight, what's happening here at home, and why it matters before the rest of the day even gets started.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, weekdays 5 to 9 a.m.
News Radio 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620.
Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Time to party. It's 4th of July weekend. I know a lot of people are not even working today. They're having a long weekend. So if that is you, good for you. Good stuff right there. 4th of July. Happy 4th of July. Happy birthday to America. So it's I love 4th of July. I'm excited for it. We got a lot of things going on this weekend. Of course, a lot of places are, you know, businesses are closed, especially government offices, government buildings. County offices are closed July 4th. Most banks and government services will resume on the 5th. So, there was, so a lot of places are closing today. Some places have regular, you know, like regular operating hours, but that's one of the things that's confusing, because it's not the 4th of July today, but a lot of places are celebrating the 4th of July today, so they'll be treating it. I mean, you just heard right there on Fox News, even the stock market is considering this the holiday. So you got a lot of just a lot of things closing today. We have the 4th of July fireworks. The so coming up on tomorrow at 7 o'clock, at Community Maritime Park, the Hunter Amphitheater, is the annual symphony, Pensacola Symphony's free concert called Sparks and Stars. It's sponsored by Peter Mouget and Levin Papantonio. We're going to broadcast that live right here on News Radio 92.3. Right about 7:05-ish is when we'll actually get into the program, so right after Fox News. And our broadcast is brought to you by Pensacola State College. And then as soon as the broadcast is over, like as soon as the symphony ends, it introduces the fireworks. And the fireworks over the bay are sponsored by Coca-Cola and Cumberland Farms. It's presented by Pensacola Young Professionals and the Pensacola Chamber. And we're going to broadcast the music. We're going to broadcast the simulcast of the music on news radio as well. And that's presented by Pan Air Credit Union. So basically, from 7 o'clock until after the fireworks is over, you're able to hear the whole thing right here on News Radio 92.3. Also, the fireworks broadcast will be on Cat Country 98.7, our sister station. So, it's a big fireworks show. It's usually pretty good every year. And if you haven't been to the symphony, it's usually a fantastic broadcast, very patriotic, and it's a nice place to gather and things like that. So it's a cool thing that's going on there. Got a lot of 4th of July things here. I'm going to share my thoughts about the 4th of July a little bit later in the next hour. But I have some random facts here for you that I'll keep hitting on all throughout the day. There is the one of the ones I saw was what is the most popular food to eat on the 4th of July? Hot dogs. Yeah. Apparently, Americans will eat 150 million hot dogs on the 4th of July. That's too many. I just got to say, that's not good. It's not a good trend for us. PJ, are you a hot dog fan?
I personally like burgers myself.
Same. Yeah. I will have a hot dog maybe once a year. Like, maybe.
Yeah.
I'm just not. Just every now and then, usually at a barbecue or something like that. Then I'll be like, I'll see a hot dog. And I'm like, you know what? I'll eat a hot dog.
Yeah.
But I'm not a massive fan of it.
I'll make them for the kids. That's about it.
Yeah. Yeah. I know when I lived in Illinois and they have the Chicago style dog. Have you seen that before?
I know what it is. I haven't seen it.
It's. So have you not had a Chicago style dog before?
I have not. There's been places like where they sell Chicago style hot dogs. I've never had the urge to buy one.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see that because they're different. They're different. It's there's like a full long pickle spear on it, which that's not necessarily that's like the best part. That's like the okay part. But then it has like massive slices of tomato. Then it has like huge tomato wedges, chopped onions, bright green relish. Oftentimes I have different peppers on there too. Celery salt, mustard. I'm probably missing something. Oh, it's on a poppy seed bun usually. It's pretty wild.
Yeah.
I remember I just had to try it. I was like, well, I got to try it. And so I tried it. I'm like, well, I tried it. You know, it's like, well, I can say I tried it.
Mm-hmm.
It was not worth it. But the Chicago's like, I like, if I'm going to eat a hot dog, most of the time, I'm just going to be like, ketchup and mustard. And yes, I like ketchup on it, not just mustard. But I can do just mustard. But my favorite way is probably with sauerkraut, just like I would with a sausage. So if you eat a hot dog, PJ, what's your typical way of eating a hot dog then?
Really, I'm boring. It's just ketchup and mustard maybe. Sauerkraut, I mean, my family might get into that because they're proud Germans, but that's
like a New York-style dog where you do like sauerkraut with some spicy brown mustard. That's kind of like, that's my preferred way, mm-hmm. But not everybody has sauerkraut at a event. Another way for a good hot dog is like a chili dog. I can do a chili dog too.
Oh.
Yeah. You throw some chili on there, some cheese. Yeah, I could do that too. But overall, not a big hot dog fan though. So I'm not gonna be eating a lot of it anyway, is the thing. So the world famous hot dog eating contest televised on July 4th in Coney Island. The record for the most hot dogs consumed in 10 minutes, 76. Man, that's insane in the membrane. It's too much. It's too much right there. that's kind of scary, actually. Think about it like that. This could be the hottest July 4th on record. Massive heat waves. And when we're looking at, there's a map now. I got it off of CBS News. And I'm not sure where they got their map, but it has, like, it's color-coded by county throughout the United States to figure out what's going to be the hottest place. So, not surprisingly, the hottest place for July 4th will actually be Inyo County, California. And that is basically Death Valley area. It's going to be 116 or something like that. But here in Florida, we are definitely in the red as far as some of the hottest places. Hottest areas close to us is actually going to be like in Georgia, the counties. South Carolina. Counties in South Carolina. There's like a little heat, like a row of counties going from basically Charlotte, South Carolina. Charlotte, North Carolina. Wait, Charlotte. Actually, South Carolina, then Charlotte, North Carolina, then all the way up to through Maryland, Washington, D.C., New York. That's right. New York's going to be blazing, 100 degrees. So it's going to be a hot one. They're saying this could be the hottest July 4th on record. So with that, you know, a lot of people are going to be looking to cool off. You know, you don't want to have to be dealing with the heat so much. So with that, I saw this story that I thought was kind of interesting. That there is a new trend going on where people are renting their swimming pools. Have you heard of this before? I haven't. So there, if you have a pool, you can rent it out. There's an app, I guess, called Swimply, like swim, and then with a P and then L-Y. It's, and that's just one. Apparently, there's other apps where you can rent out your pool, but it's Airbnb-style companies that let you rent your pools along with other private spaces, including tennis and basketball courts. And so if you don't have a swimming pool, you're looking to, man, where can we go swimming? And I don't want to go to the public pool. Apparently, you can rent somebody's private pool in their backyard. If you have a private pool and you need a little extra money, well, there you go. It gives you a little option to put a little extra money in your pocket. Very bizarre. All right, it's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew on News Radio 92.3. By the way, talking about the temperatures and weather here, it's 81 degrees here in the Pensacola area. Going to be a high of 91, but triple digits is how it will feel today. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew K. Coming up here next, we can get an update from David Wayne in the newsroom on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
T-Mobile has an exclusive bundle for customers 55 and up.
I'm Sarah Bowl.
Yeah, I'm Frank Bowl.
A reliable network is key for us. And with T-Mobile, it's been wonderful. And going to the 55-plus plan saved us so much money.
A lot.
And that's important. Trying to keep costs down. The home internet's been perfect. It's fast. It's quick. The setup was so easy. It took less than 15 minutes.
It was like, ta-da! If you want simplicity, coverage, reliability, you want the whole package, T-Mobile has it.
Right now, T-Mobile customers 55 and up can get two phone lines on America's best network, plus America's fastest 5G home internet for just $30 each.
$30 per month each line with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Minimum age 55. Pricing for home internet rely on two lines of Essentials Choice 55. $35 connection charge per line required. Best mobile network and fastest 5G home internet based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data 2H 2025. All rights reserved.
Hurricane season is here. Is your home protected? At StormTech Shutter Systems, they provide custom hurricane protection built for the Gulf Coast, including roll-down shutters, accordion shutters, Bahama shutters, storm panels, and storm fabric systems. Their professionally installed products are built to code and designed to protect what matters most. Financing options are available to help make protecting your home easy. Don't wait until the next storm is on the radar. Call today for your free estimate. StormTech Shutter Systems. Protection you can trust when it matters most.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in this Monday morning at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
One of life's greatest mysteries has finally been solved.
Who let the dogs out?
Spruce, spruce, spruce.
It's Spruce, the weed and grass killer that's safe for use around people, pets, and bees when used as directed. Spray the leaves for visible results in just 1 hour, and dead weeds in just 1 day. You spray, they play.
Who let the dogs out?
Spruce, pet friendly, weed deadly. Find wherever weed killers are sold.
Pensacola's hurricane coverage headquarters is News Radio 92.3. With wall-to-wall coverage before, during, and after storms.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for Andrew. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. It's 82 degrees here in the Pensacola area, going to be a high of about 91 or so. There is a, a couple other July 4th facts here for you. What is the U.S. national animal? Everybody thinks it's the bald eagle, but the bald eagle is actually the national bird. The national animal is the American bison. How much money do Americans spend on fireworks every year? More than $1 billion. That's right. More than $1 billion. Speaking of fireworks, where did that story go? Oh, no, I lost it. I had this really cool story about fireworks. Ugh, I can't find it. But basically, if I try to remember it off of the top of my head, China invented fireworks. Okay? So China invented fireworks, but Italy discovered how to take those fireworks and make them colorful. They discovered how to add metallics and things like that into the fireworks material or whatever in order to get it to, you know, be so bright and colorful. So kind of a cool thing right there. Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Let's go to David Wayne over the newsroom. David?
Well, good morning, Bobby. ESPN NFL draft analyst Matt Miller is now reportedly under investigation by the Missouri Attorney General's office. Miller recently announced he had his left arm amputated after a traffic accident. Reports indicate the investigation started after his family set up a GoFundMe that's benefiting him. The FBI is reportedly expanding its 2020 election probe in Georgia. An FBI memo directs field offices to surge over 250 personnel to support an FBI Atlanta priority investigation. The reports say it's an effort to dig deeper into election fraud allegations there. And a California man has pleaded guilty to sending a fake ransom note in the Nancy Guthrie case. Of course, we heard a little bit about that yesterday. Derek Colella entered the guilty plea on Thursday. Authorities are still looking for Nancy Guthrie 5 months after her disappearance.
Mm. Yeah, that's still a crazy story when you told us about that, that update, I guess you'd say, on Nancy Guthrie. So very bizarre. David, you a big hot dog fan? We were talking about hot dogs earlier. You eat hot dogs?
Actually, I just had hot dogs for supper last night. I love hot dogs.
Stop playing. For real?
For real, yeah.
All right. What's your preferred way of eating a hot dog?
I think I like just the regular, you know, some ketchup and mustard and a little bit of relish on there.
You're
Chicago
from Iowa
style.
Originally, so you're familiar with the Chicago dog.
Oh, yeah.
Have you eaten the Chicago dog? What's your thoughts of the Chicago dog?
I have. I love the Chicago dog, and I can't go to Chicago without getting it.
That's so disgusting. I'm so disappointed to hear this. The Chicago dog is truly disgusting. The New York dog.
You just haven't had a good
stuff.
One.
Oh, I've had like two of them. That's it.
Did you get them
in
Chicago?
Sonic used to sell one. I had one from Sonic one time.
Well, Sonic, that's not what? Accurate. You got to go to Chicago.
I've been in Chicago. I had one there, too. It's too much stuff on it. It's too many things. All right, Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay and Bobby Rossi. Filling in for Andrew.
News. I'm CJ Papa. South Dakota's nickname, the Mount Rushmore State, and that's where President Trump is traveling today.
Against the backdrop of these iconic granite faces, there will be a flyover featuring the new Air Force One, Black Hawk helicopters, and a B-2 bomber, so that is expected to thrill the crowds watching below. Besides the president's remarks, the evening will culminate with a fireworks display lighting up the skies over Keystone and Rapid City, South Dakota.
Fox's Madeline Rivera reporting people going to the National Mall celebrate the nation's 250th birthday.
We love America.
And you'll be sweating millions of the path of extreme temperatures.
This is dangerous heat, a second day where the air temperatures will reach 100 degrees or better.
That's Fox Weather's Craig Herrera. Interpol names 39-year-old Anastasia Bereskova as the suspect in the Monaco bombing that reportedly targeted a Ukrainian tycoon with links to Russia. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 5:31 at News Radio 92.3. Right now we've got 78 degrees, partly cloudy skies. We are looking for a high of around 91 degrees today. Another hot one. We'll check our forecast from Channel 3. That's up in just a minute. Well, most Escambia County offices are closed today in observance of the 4th of July, with all offices reopening on Monday. The animal shelter is open today, but they'll be closed tomorrow and reopen Sunday. Perdido Landfill is open today, but closed Saturday and Sunday. ECAT will be running regular bus and trolley service today, but not operating regular routes on Saturday. Pensacola Beach Island Trolleys and the Beach Jumper will be running all weekend. West Florida Public Libraries are closed on Saturday, but will reopen again on Monday. Escambia County Veterans Services is taking its benefits outreach on the road to help veterans who can't easily get to offices in town. An event yesterday that was held at the Molino Community Center offered free help with VA benefits, reviews, disability claims, and re-evaluations. Veterans Service Officer Stephen Davis told Channel 3 that many older veterans in North Escambia County simply can't drive that far to the south. The next Molino outreach event is set for November. Veterans that need help in the meantime can call the County Veterans Office at 850-595-2409. Two Eglin Air Force Base F-35 pilots will be among more than 100 military aircraft flying over New York City's Hudson River this weekend as part of an America 250 celebration. Pilots Mauricio Aguidello and Casey Johnson were selected for the historic flyover, joining four other Eglin F-35s that are making the trip. For Aguidello, the mission carries personal meaning. His family immigrated from Colombia 25 years ago, and he'll help celebrate the country that they chose to call home. The jets head to Burlington, Vermont today, and they'll launch Saturday morning for the Hudson River flyover, then return to Eglin on the same day. Well, the newly rebuilt Palafox Street gets an official grand opening dedication ceremony on Saturday morning, and city officials say the timing alongside the 4th of July and America's 250th anniversary are going to make that extra special.
That'll be at 10 a.m. at Plaza Ferdinand. We're looking forward to seeing our community come out and celebrate the new Palafox. It is beautiful. It opened up the street so much for, you know, our businesses to be able to move out into the street. A lot of the restaurants now have their outdoor seating. And this is just the opportunity for us to celebrate along with 4th of July.
That is Pensacola Parks and Recreation Director Tanya Bird. She says the ceremony will also commemorate, of course, the 250th anniversary of the United States. The dedication Saturday begins at 10 a.m. at Plaza Ferdinand. And Perdido Key Beach Access Number 3 on Perdido Key Drive will be closed starting this Monday. Crews are going to be demolishing and removing the bathrooms. The closure runs through Friday, July 10th, with the access point expected to reopen on Saturday, July 11th, weather permitting, of course. The access remains open through the 4th of July weekend. Other Perdido Key Beach access points will be open during that closure. 5:35, let's get a look at our forecast.
We are going to be seeing a beautiful day today, mostly sunny skies, 10% chance of rain, high near 92. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 81. For Saturday, your 4th of July forecast looking nice, sunny but hot, temperatures near 92 degrees, 30% chance of rain. Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 82. Heading into Sunday, mostly sunny skies, 30% chance of rain, high near 91. And Sunday night, temperatures dropping near 82. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And it's 78 right now, partly cloudy skies. Our next news at 6 a.m. Breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Nicole Murray with your money now. Rivian has raised its delivery outlook for the year to a range of 65 to 70,000 EVs. The electric vehicle maker said it produced just over 12,600 vehicles and delivered nearly 12,200 units during the second quarter. Rivian said high deliveries were driven by its electric delivery van and flagship R1 products. Ford Motor reported a 10.3% decline in its second quarter U.S. new vehicle sales as the company battled a supplier issue for its F-Series pickup trucks and a significant decline in all-electric vehicles. The Detroit automaker said its pure EV sales fell by more than 40% during the quarter compared with a year earlier. Cincinnati-based grocery giant Kroger said it will buy supermarket chain Giant Eagle for roughly $1.6 billion. Giant Eagle will retain its name and operate its Giant Eagle Supermarket, Giant Eagle Pharmacy, and Market District brands as a division of Kroger. The stock market is closed for the holiday. It will reopen Monday. That's your money now.
Managing your ECUA service is easier. The new MyECUA mobile app puts everything you need right at your fingertips. From paying your bill, submitting service requests, and reporting issues like missed collections, damaged or lost bins, water main breaks, and sewer overflows, it's all right there in one easy-to-use app. Take control of your services anytime, anywhere. So download MyECUA. It's available in the App Store and Google Play.
Tomorrow is the free Pensacola Fireworks, presented by Pensacola Young Professionals and the Pensacola Chamber. Be at Community Maritime Park at 7 p.m. for Pensacola Symphony's free Sparks and Stars concert, sponsored by Peter Mouget, at 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Brought to you by Pensacola State College. Continue listening at 9, as the fireworks will be synchronized to music on News Radio 92.3. Presented by Penn Air Credit Union. Bring your radio and enjoy the 4th of July tomorrow with the free Pensacola Fireworks.
You don't need someone yelling at you.
You just want someone to say what you're already thinking.
That's MVR. Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. They take the biggest stories of the day, cut through the nonsense, and say the quiet part out loud.
The American people have had enough.
Well, except for white women 55 plus.
There are a lot of white women that lean left.
Usually with a little sarcasm.
Thankfully, we know all the sane ones.
MVR. Weekdays 11 till 2 on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew. Happy 4th of July to you. It's great to be here with you today. Andrew will be back on Monday. If you'd like to weigh in on the show, give us a call or text, 850-437-1620. I've been doing some just little hits on 4th of July each segment here. So here's another one. Here's some little like trivia type stuff. So King George III was the one who ruled England when the colonies established independence. That's right. You know how many people were estimated to be living in the colonies when they gained their independence? 2.5 million people. That's actually more than I thought it would be, to be honest. 2.5 million is quite a bit. I mean, it's not, you know, in today's day and age, we got cities with 2.5 million, but that still seems to... Still, I don't know, in my mind, it was in the, I don't even know if I would have said it was a million people. So that's a lot more than I thought. Here's some interesting things. Philadelphia was the first city to officially celebrate Independence Day the following year, July 4th, 1777. The first time the Independence Day celebrations were held at the White House, it wasn't until July 4th, 1801, but that's because the White House wasn't built. Thomas Jefferson was president, by the way. The location of the oldest 4th of July parade, Bristol, Rhode Island. The first state to declare 4th of July a state holiday was Massachusetts. And here's something very interesting to me. What year was the 4th of July declared a national holiday? It wasn't until 1870, almost 100 years later, almost 100 years later before we had it declared as a national holiday, which, of course, you know, they probably, national holidays probably weren't a big deal back then. That was, people were worried about just trying to survive and farm and just trying to, you know, get, I don't think it was as on the forefront of people's minds as what it is today. So, but I still think that's kind of interesting. Florida Panther sighting reported in Santa Rosa County, not to be confused with the Florida Cougar sighting, which happens on Pensacola Beach all the time. No, but Tim Mayhair and his nephew spotted what they believe to be was a Florida Panther on the Blackwater Heritage State Trail near Milton. It was near the paved section of the trail. Florida Panthers are endangered, and there's only a few hundred left in the wild. So to see one in the wild, wow, like that's extremely rare. That's pretty cool. So, and for the most part, they usually do leave you alone. But it is just a little bit of a reminder there to kind of, you know, have the buddy system, even when you're hiking on a paved trail, because there are some wild beasts out there. High-end camping. So July 4th weekend is one of the big weekends where people go camping. And, I mean, this is often a time where you got to, if you want to go to a campground, particularly a state park, national park, oftentimes you've got to book it ahead of time because they'll be booked out. There's a new company called AutoCamp. They are betting that Americans want high-end camping experiences, a bougie camping experience. So they're raising capital to expand their business. What they currently do is they offer Airstream suites and polished cabins with design-forward amenities like fire pits, and then they have them at iconic outdoor destinations. So they're trying to combine a little bit of a luxury accommodation with the outdoor destination or outdoor experience. So basically camp, you know, used to say it's time to go rough it. Well, they're trying to say, why not camp without roughing it? Making an upscale camping experience. You know, they call it glamping, right? I've seen people talk about glamping experiences, and that's exactly what they're trying to implement, is a glamping experience. I don't know. I mean, yeah, there's one part of me that's like, I mean, look, I love Airstreams. That's actually like, it's a bucket list thing. I want an Airstream down the road. I think they're beautiful. They're sleek. But I don't know if I'd rent one. You know, that seems a little, I don't know. It just seems different. So I pulled up their website just to get an idea what's going on. So apparently they are only in a handful of places. So way it sounded like initially is that like AutoCamp. Okay, I'm just going to go to AutoCamp. I'll get an Airstream. They'll drop it off for me. No, they've got, it's a KOA competitor is what they're trying to do. Thus, that's why they're trying to raise money, is so that they can expand to the rest of the country. So the closest one to us is in Asheville, North Carolina. So they have a location in Asheville, North Carolina. They have one in Cape Cod, Massachusetts, Catskills, New York. Then you go out west. Joshua Tree, California. Sequoia, California. Ooh, the Sequoias. I haven't been there since I was a teenager. I loved it there. Sonoma, California. Yosemite. Same. Yosemite's awesome. And then Zion, Utah. So that's the only places they're out right now, but I think it must be going good enough that they're like, hey, you know what? Let's see what we can do to expand to the rest of the country. So kind of interesting little business model there. Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for Andrew. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620. So I saw this story here, which is, I saw this on Fox Politics, Fox News. Quote, Democrat socialists are no longer on the fringe. They're winning primaries and reshaping what it means to be on the left. And party moderates are starting to panic about what that means for November. So I've mentioned this before, filling in for Andrew. I think I even mentioned it once this week. But I want to bring it up again, which is the Democrat socialists are definitely not on the fringe when it comes to leadership. And the active part of the party. The reason why I say this is because a couple years ago, Andrew McKay and I went to Milwaukee to cover the RNC. A month later, we went to Chicago and we covered the DNC. And both of us were surprised to find that the DNC, that the attendees at the DNC were primarily the woke side of the party, the woke and the socialist side of the party. We were very surprised to see that that was primarily what was there. Most of the speeches and the guests and the topics and things were all things that that side of the party is concerned about. The more moderate side of the party used to be, because I've attended many, many other conventions, Democrat conventions and stuff as a reporter and things, they used to be all about jobs and jobs for the middle class, jobs for the worker. We're the party for the worker, for the American worker, and we're going to fight for you and stuff. And there was hardly any conversations or any speeches about that. It was all the fringe things. And so we were very surprised that the active part of the party now is that Democrat socialist. So that it did not surprise me to see them starting to win these races, win these primaries. Now, does that mean that they'll win general elections? And don't know. That's the concern that moderates are starting to have. But you know what? Republicans have had that concern forever, that you can't have a too staunch of a conservative. Otherwise, you won't win in the general election. Honestly, looking back in the history book, that was one of the concerns with Ronald Reagan. Even before him, Barry Goldwater. The reason why Barry Goldwater couldn't win the primary is because the moderates rose up and said, if he's our candidate, we're never going to win a general election. And then Ronald Reagan comes through and they're like, he's too conservative. We won't win an election. And Ronald Reagan was just so eloquent. And so he was able to break down those walls. But those were the concerns going forward. When John McCain was running, oh, we got this guy over here. He's good, but man, he won't win a general primary. We got to go John McCain. John can't get beat. Well, we got this conservative over here. We can't go with him. He'll get beat. And so they go with the conservative. It was always a concern. Can't go with too conservative, you'll lose. And eventually we start seeing like somebody like Trump, even though I wouldn't say he's far right conservative. I know you're thinking, what are we talking about? He's not far right conservative. There's a lot of things about Trump's not far right. But he did win the far right vote. And so you can see that. So I've seen the change on the Republican side of things where the far right conservatives did start to win. I think that's going like win general elections. So I think that could also happen with the Democrats. Why? One of the big reasons, younger voters are coming out to vote a lot more. So if the younger voters get going, then they definitely could start winning general election races as well. Absolutely. Text here, perfect solution for the Democrats, have a more moderate candidate run as an independent alongside the radical left one. Yeah, and you've seen that kind of stuff happen even in the Republican Party. I'd put on debates and I would interview a lot in other markets, and I would interview libertarians or people who are running as independent. And I would always ask them, do you feel like you running is taken away from the vote from the Republicans? And they're like, no, of course not, da 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 da. And then I would ask them, and very rarely would they actually answer, by the way. But then I would ask them a follow-up, and I would say, If you had to choose which party you were going to run in, and you only could choose Democrat or Republican, which party would you join? And if they answered, it was always Republican. But but most of the time they wouldn't answer. And they would maybe tell me off air, like, yeah, I was Republican, but I couldn't get support, so I decided to run as independent, or I decided to run on the Libertarian Party or whatever. And so, but that's what the Green Party is. The Green Party is people who, if they had to choose, they'd be on the Democrat ticket. And really, I feel like the Green Party is these people, that the Democrat Socialists, that's the party they were in, and now they've kind of just started taking over the Democrat Party now. All right, Pensacola Morning News coming up here next. Got some dad jokes, random facts for you, and another AI update, this one pertaining to Pensacola. That's all next on News Radio 923. Informative, local, dependable.
The average checking account pays less than a tenth of a percent. Pennair Credit Union's high-yield checking, 5.05% APY. That's more than most savings accounts, and 70 times more than any old checking account. Make every deposit count. Learn more at pennair.org/checking.
Federally insured by NCUA, Pennair's high-yield checking account pays up to 5.05% annual percentage yield on balances up to $10,000 with e-statements and a monthly ACH deposit of $250 or more.
I don't know about you, but for me, every time I've ever had to buy a car, it's basically been an unpleasant experience. Except one. That one was when I bought from Frontier Motors. And I'll tell you why. Because we went there just trying to test drive a car. We weren't going to buy it. We knew what we needed. Well, we wanted to test drive it to make sure it's what we wanted. When we actually had to replace our Dodge Caravan, maybe about 6 months later, well, they had the Honda Odyssey. It was really hard to find at this particular time to drive one. They had the color we wanted. They had the trim level we wanted. We wound up negotiating a little bit on the price, and we bought it when we weren't really looking. Why? Because they had the exact thing we wanted. It was a great car with like 13,000 miles, and it was a year old, came back from a lease in Orlando. They bought it at auction, and it was just easy. I didn't have to tell anybody my life story. I didn't have to get passed around from this person to that person. All the normal nonsense that you go through in buying cars, didn't have to deal with that. Great quality used cars for excellent prices, and they follow up with you after because they want to make sure you're happy. Like, they treat you like you want to be treated, whereas I know a lot of times when you deal with cars, it's icky, right? Well, don't do that. Go to Frontier. Check out the great selection, about 300 good quality cars and trucks on the lot at any given time, and find out why it's different. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for 29 years behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Party down with a big bang as Shelton Fireworks celebrates being in business for 50 years. They're located on I-10 at exit 53. That's the first Alabama exit in Robertsdale, Alabama. Shelton's has the world's largest selection with over 35,000 square feet of fireworks. They have the largest finale cakes and the largest mortars legal in the USA. If it goes boom, Shelton's got it. Located on I-10 at exit 53. That's the first Alabama exit in Robertsdale, Alabama. For more info, go to sheltonsfireworks.com. Shelton's Fireworks, home of the big ones.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Be at Community Maritime Bar tomorrow at 7 for Pensacola Symphony's Free Sparks and Stars concert. At 9, the fireworks will be synchronized to the music on News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew right here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Got some dad jokes here for you and random facts to start off here. So, well, where'd it go? Oh, there it goes. So, start off with dad jokes. A panda walks into a bar and says to the bartender, "I'll have a scotch and Coke. Thank you." Yeah. So, sure thing. The bartender replies and asks, "But what's the big pause?" The panda holds up his hands and says, "I was born with them." Oh, gotcha. Yeah. Why do choirs keep buckets handy? So they can carry their tune. Which side of the chicken has more feathers? The Outside. And then parallel lines have so much in common. It's a shame they'll never meet. Somebody's just sent in some 4th of July related dad jokes. There you go. Did you hear about the mad firework? It got so angry it exploded. That's a good one. Why did Paul Revere ride his horse from Boston to Lexington? Because the horse was too heavy to carry. Yeah, that makes sense. Totally. Love it. Love the dad jokes. Random facts here for you. 4th of July edition. 86 places in the United States have independence, liberty, freedom, or eagle in their name. 61% of Americans will attend a 4th of July picnic. So the majority. 65% of Americans say that fireworks shows are their favorite 4th of July activity, followed by 32% saying it's the food, and 28% of people saying going to the beach. And then finally, Massachusetts, they were the first state to officially declare Independence Day to be the, you know, to celebrate 4th of July as a state holiday. They're also the only state that bans all consumer fireworks. Whoa. That's crazy. All right, Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Zyn. Have you seen these things? I've seen them at like grocery stores and stuff. Zyn is this nicotine pouch. I guess you put them under your tongue or stick them in your mouth or something like that, in your cheek. You don't spit. They're not like tobacco. It's just like this little pouch you just suck on. And the FDA has just did something that's pretty big deal in the nicotine world. They just gave Zyn the green light to advertise that they are safer than cigarettes. Yeah. So these are nicotine pouches. So you get your little nicotine fix, but without smoking, without chewing tobacco. And now they're the first time ever that FDA has said, hey, look, you can advertise and say that you're a safer alternative to cigarettes. Apparently, the authorization is based on FDA's determination that the marketing claim does indeed meet the standards under modified risk tobacco product rules. Zyn and that whole nicotine pouch area is a rapidly growing category, as is THC drinks. THC drinks are popping up all over the place. I've even seen at one point I saw them in grocery stores, grocery stores and even convenience stores. You see them at liquor stores. I actually talked to a distributor a few months ago at a convention I was at. It was a whole separate thing. I ran this guy and I was like, what is this THC drink thing? Is this real? And he was like, totally real. And he said during January, the month of January, he had liquor stores where the THC drinks outsold the liquor. Now, granted, that's partly because January is a dry January push. A lot of people try to get away from alcohol in the month of January. So instead, they turn to THC drinks. There's a federal law that will go into effect in November that will limit THC products. And so basically, all of the THC-infused drinks will be gone. But that is the fastest beverage area in the country right now.
You're listening to News Radio 92.